to betum mechamura. You hold now daf nun aleph from an aleph on top. That loyim amat to betum mechamura. If it was only said by tum mechamura, I'll tell you shekain emo oisa kiyotzebom. That betum mechamura does not make a kiyotzebom. Veshes ma'achas shematam a nevela esodem. Like once this nevela touches the, when a person swallows it and he becomes tamei. Is they nois oisa adam choisa matam adam. This person has became tamei. He's like a rishon tuma. So he cannot go now and be matam another person. She matam adam elava tuma. So therefore, this tuma chamur right now is eino oisa kiyotzba. Does not make the person into a tuma chamura. But tiyam betuma kala mashen. This aloch of the tuma kala when the oichlin here, when this bird has tumas oichlin on it. When it touches food, it makes it into a rishon. A rishon makes it into a sheni. So it is matam of the yechlin. So maybe that's what he meant to say. Shkan eino yeredes lakach means that tumah chamura does not make the give over the tumah the same chayma that it has. So Mar says no. Omalei Abaye Abaye says back. If so, called the chaynu as a kav chayma then the opposite way. But ma tumah chamura madach this strong tumah. The kila the eino isak yotzebas it has a kalus to it. That when you eat this oif nevelos oif tor, true you become tamei, but you're only a rishon. You cannot be metam another person. Still metam is for the machshava. Still you become tamei the person that eats this oif, even though there's no machshava to eat it first. And so tumakala this halach of tumas oichlin. That after we say now this nevelos oif tor has a tumas oichlin on it. The chamira in a certain point is more chomer that what. That the yoisek yoitzebo, this type of a tumah does make yoitzebo. This type of a tumah, bani hechsher, you don't have to put any water on it. That's the loch. It itself is an avatumah. When you eat it, that's the xeras akosid. It becomes tumah. It doesn't need any hechsher on it. Mashenken tiyama betumas kala. Mashenken tumas oichlin. Shetzrich hechsher. It usually needs a hechsher. Every tumas oichlin needs a hechsher to make a tumah. So therefore, here, maybe you do need a machshava. So where is the question? No. Or mitzvah yecheshet, you have to have a hechsher on this oichel here, on this nevelos oif torm. Do you have to have a mashkim to come on it? Is that true? Like, usually it's true. Usually food could only be mekabel tum if first water went on top of it. But that's only regular food, but not this type of a food of a nevelos oif torm. For your tanan, we learned like this, that shloisha dvorim nemru b'nevelos oif torm. There were three things that were said about a nevelos oif torm. Tzricho machshava, it has to have machshava, you have to think about it. But v'yena metam el rebeis abliya. It's only metam el rebeis abliya. That when you swallow it, that's when it's metam of the person, metam of his begodim. So we'll see what I mean to say tzrichos machshava, what do you have to have machshava over here? But v'yena tzricho hechsher, it does not have to have any hechsher. It does not have to have any water to go on it. So poshim, what the mishnah means over here is, that tzricha machshava means in order to give this nevela soif torah, tumas oichlin on it, you have to have a machshava you want to eat from it. But that's only the geter tumas oichlin. But the geter tumas of beis abliya, then even without machshava, it's metami you. But once you have machshava to eat from it, then it has tumas oichlin even though it has no hechsher. So you see, you do not have to have any hechsher. Smur says, no, maybe what it means to say was, nehi de hechsher, sheretz my boy. True, you don't have to have any hechsher, you don't have to have the sheretz to come and touch this nevela soif tor. It becomes tummy by itself, because the sefer tumah to mechamura. But maybe hechsher mayim boy, but maybe water has to go upon this soif first. You have to have a hechsher mayim. Smor says no. Maishnu hechsher sheretz. Why do you tell me that you do not have to have a sheretz to touch this nevela soif tor to become tummy? The loy boy, why? Could have taught it the very Bishmuel, learned by the very Bishmuel. So if so, we'll soon see what that means. If that's the reason why you don't have to have a hechsher sheretz, if so, hechsher mayim namlutvish, you don't have to have mayim either to go there. Okay, the Tana of the Rebbe Shmuel learned like this. The Tana of the Rebbe Shmuel, he learned like this. The Pasuk says, I'll call Zera Zeruah Sheyizra. This is a Pasuk here by Zeroyim. That is the Pasuk of hechsher for an Echon to Vakam Batuma. So the Tana of the Rebbe Shmuel says, I'll call Zera Zeruah Sheyizra. They learn out the parasha of Ma Zroyim, just like Zroyim, regular vegetables that grow. Shein Seif on Tama Tumah Chamura, by itself, it will not have any din Ava Tumah on it. It doesn't have any Tumah Chamura. Therefore, it's Rechid Hechsher. That how does our food become Tumah? You need Hechsher, two types of Hechsher. First, water has to come over it, and then the sheretz has to touch it. is Av Kol Shein Sofa Tama Tuma Chamura, any type of a food that by itself will not have a Tuma Chamura needs a Hechsher. So you can Hechsher. But Yotzes, it goes out from here, Nevela Seif Torah goes out from this, the din of a Nevela Seif Torah, that by itself, Shein Sofa Tama Tuma Chamura, that by itself the Nevela of a Neif Torah, again, a Torah Dika bird, when it died without a shechita, so the person comes to eat from it now, when he swallows it in the Beis Abliya, it's metama the person, that's called the Tumah Chamura. If so, this Oif Torah that has a Tumah Chamura, Shein Srichin Hechsher. Right now, if you want to give the Tumas Eichlin on it, so it can become a Tumas Eichlin without a Hechsher. Mean to say, you do not have to have water come on it, and you do not have to have a sheretz touch it. But a Machshava you have to have, because if you don't have a Machshava to eat from, it's not called an Eichel altogether. Tumas Eichlin only comes on an Eichel. So sure, you have to have Machshava to eat from it. But once you have Machshava to eat, it means give it to a guy to eat, and Echnami, then you yourself will not have to have any... You yourself not have to have any, Hechsher Mayim or Hechsher Sheretz on it. So the cell was stood back to Kasha, what the Chum mean to answer back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Samara says, Rather, Elom or Rava, Vitemira Papa, Shum Tuma Chamur Boilam, and Shum Tuma Kala Boilam. That's what they meant to say. Kasha says, it means like this, Loy Mamata Vituma Chamur Dinu Shimitama Bloy Machshava. We never find any tumah chamur, any haba tumah by itself that needs a hechsher. A sheretz or shechvazer, they need any hechsher. Any haba tumah by itself was always tamei. That's why you don't have to have a machshev for this nevel seif tor. Mashenk in a regular tumah oichlin, that always needs a hechsher. A tiyomah betumah skalod yechlin shafar pishes do anything. You know, here you don't have to have a hechsher, true. But usually tumah oichlin do need a hechsher. So since they do need a hechsher about it, for the sale here, you have to have a machshava. And without a machshava, Taka would not be kabul tumas eichlin. That's like a taina, what the chomi and sabbat of Yechon Menuri. You can't make this kabul chayma. For the velas, life Torah, true deed, do not have to have machshava. Because that's never your readiness for tumas, for machshava, for any hechsher. Mashenka, tumas eichlin always needs a hechsher. Here also could be a koponim, you have to have a machshava before it be makabul tumas eichlin. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan agrees though that Linyan Maise de Machsheves Chibur Shmo Machsheva. As even though before the Sovereign of Rabbi Yochanan, that if you have a Machsheva v'shasitz mechubar, it doesn't give the Shem Eichel a Kabotumma. For Kabbalah's Tumma on a food, you only have to have a Machsheva after it's pulled off. But here Rabbi says that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Linyan Maise. To say that something is mechuyev and truma semaisa, when is the machshava? When can the machshava be chal for yibre shem oichon? Here, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that a chibur, a machshava's chibur, shmo machshava. Some of Rav says, "Mina mina laharamanot." To say this, the Tanan will learn like this: a mishnah maisrus haseya b'ezer of different type of vegetables, things that grows. The ezer is high salts, va'akunius shebchotzer. If these things grow in a courtyard, imhoyul nishmarim, if they are watched, and havamin it now means if it's grown nishayim achilas adam, then chayovim sadachayiv in trumas amaisus. So the question is, hey, what are we talking about over here? You learn if you want to tell me this arinim achilul yadam that it was planted lechatchilah bedach that a person should eat from it. So tzrichul meim, but you have to tell me that's chayiv in trumas amaisus trito. El Olav is Mechais talking about the Zerinu Metchilul Beheima. At first when they planted these vegetables like these growths, it was planted L'Shem to give it to a feed it for an animal. And still the Ketanya says over here, Imhoyo Nishmorim, Pashat Havamin was, the world's growing is being watched now. You have a Machshava to give it to a person to eat. It's Chayov, it says, Yichai Mitruma Samaisus. So here's the proof to say that by Truma Samaisa, you can have a Machshava even when it's growing to give it a Shem Oichem. Omer Vashavashi says no. Hoch over here, b'chotzer, sh'olum aleim, as kinotomer over here, chotzer, that these things grow by itself, nobody planted it. And the chiddush is, then, u'stom l'yodam kam, and that's the chiddush here. That when astam, these growths are also considered stam l'odam. And therefore, they have a locha, the mechui v'truma semaisus. V'ochikom, this is what the Bishnah means to say. Im achotz, im mishameres, if chotzer is watched, meaning to say it's not hefgom, then perasecha yavim, the beres achayiv, and what's the reason why? Because minastam they grow in the Shem Achilas Adam. Bimlav, let's say, if not watch this chotzer, then it's like hefka, then pturim is potim and trumas amaisus. Moser Rabashi, Rabashi has a question like this. Moser Rabashi says, Kol Shechayavim, b'maisrois, mitamim tumas eichlin.
So we had before anything that's called an oichel, that's mechoyv and trumas and maisweis, so then that oichel is also makabel to mesoichlin. Now, the emissive is true what you're saying, that you can have a machshava b'mechubur for trumas and maisweis, and not for tumor. You have these things that are growing. We don't know when it's growing, whether it's omit for the hay or it's omit for nodom. So if you have machshava then to feed it for nodom, so you're telling me now the according to Rabbi Yochanan, the machshava helps to mechayiv and trumas and maisers. But v'yei metam to tumas eichlin. But when you get to tumas eichlin, there you say Rabbi Yochanan holds the machshava b'mechubah does not help. You have to first wait till it's cut off. See, while this thing is growing right now, it's not called an oichel a kabel to masoichlim. The machshav right now does not help, and if even after you pull it off, pick it off, it will not be a kabel to masoichlim. Cause money, you don't have a new machshav. Mashenkin, once you pick it off right away, be mechuyim in trumas and maisus. To see a shayach that has something that's chayim in trumas and maisus and does not have hilchas tuma. On my Rav says like this, it's not a question. Hokikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol min, any type of a food, shechayi b'maisa, meaning to say that with machshava has a shem oichlon, as mechayi b'trumas ha'maisus, such a food also, matamim tumas oichlon. The Nechami, when you have machshava on it, this is a min, that machshava helps to make it into an oichlon, that'll have a tumas maisa. But it doesn't mean to say you can't have a situation where you have machshava on this and not for that. That could be. Just means any min that with the machshava gives it a shame oichel for maisrois who are din the right machshava will give it din tumma to kabel tumma seichlin. The Mora says hochinam in mistar, but this is for also this way. Minatani said this since it says in the sefer they are called shechai yibereshes ageiz is chai b'matonois. Any type of an animal that you chai bereshes ageiz, that's the locha that you shear off the wool off your sheep. So you have to give a portion of it matonis to a kain. So who adin such a sheep, such an animal is chayim matonis. When you shech the animal, you have to give this royal chayim the cable to the kain. But you should know the yesh to certain cases shechayim matonis that the chayim take a matonis. Let's say by a buckle or cattle that if you shecht it, you have to give this royal chayim the cable to the kain. But the chayim breishes the case because it doesn't have any wool on it. Now the emissa is true what you're saying, Ayiko Trefa. There is an animal that's a trefa. So you have a case an animal's a trefa, the chayev is bracious agaze. When I saw that when you shear off the wool off the sheep, even though it's a trefa, still you chayev in the midst is bracious agaze. But Vienna chayev is a matonis. You don't have to give the matonis to the coin because you only have to give the matonis to the coin if you can eat it. If it's a bar shchita, Mashenkim, the animal is a trefa, so you can't make a shchita run. If the shchita is not matu with bachilam, there's no mitzvah matonis. You see, there's a hechatim, so there's a case here that you can have a chi of rachis agaiz, and you don't have a chi of matonis to the coin. So how could the Mishnah say that kol shechai of rachis agaiz is chai of matonis? So, the teretz must be that shame min behema katoni. Means any min behema that you chai bereshes agaiz, that min is also chai b'matonis b'zweil l'chai mekeva. But the protest is could be rechnami, this animal happens to be a trefa, machmad zetz potter min matonis. But it's a proof to say we're talking about now called min. It means the type of an animal that's chai bereshes agaiz, that type is chai b'osin matonis. Omer Vinu says no, could be there's no proof in this Mishnah. I'll tell you, a man who doesn't know this Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shimon, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon, she did, it's none. Rabbi Shimon pointed us a trait from Rishis Agaiz. Shimon doesn't know a trait for his potter from Rishis Agaiz. Therefore, there's always a case that whenever you are chayv from Rishis Agaiz, who would be chayv from Matonis? In this case of a trait from Shimon, the same way your potter from Matonis, who would be your supporter from Rishis Agaiz. And he learns a sound, the Gemara Shchin Chul learns it out, why he holds the apartheid from Rishas Agaiz. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Simi Barashi, Toshima come in here, says, Alochom, that Hamafkir is karma. If somebody is mafkir his vineyard, Fihishkim, then the owner wakes up the next morning, Baboka early in the morning, Ulbotsrin, like he goes to Bizeicha back in his vineyard, and he starts to cut off the grapes. So Lochari is a chai be parrot of Eulis. He's not chai, he leaves over the small grapes. He's chai to give the parrot and the Eulis to the Niyim. Uva Shichoy, forget something there, Uva Peyyid, Mechuyib and Peyyid. Even though it was one tefka, but since the owner himself was Lecha back in it, there's a Rashi being done as the first to say, Taz of Yisayram, to be married, but you're still Mechuyib in these mitzvahs, it's like, it's like it was never hefka. But Upotim and Amaisa. Maisa is still potter from the Maisa, since it was one Tefka, so even though the owner was Leicha back, still Upotim and Amaisa. Now, I, Vonantanan, we learn like this. We learned that Kol Shechayah Bepeya, any time Yechayah to give off Peya, is Chayah Bemaisus on that type of Tfuah, also Yechayah on Trumas Amaisus. Skrutakashi, there could be a case where you're mafkarit, and then you woke up next morning, that we say Yepotim in Amaisa, but Yechayah in Peya. And so the theory here, you see Yechayah in Peya, and Yepotim in Amaisa. And here says the Mishnah, Kol Shechayah Bepeya, is Chayah Bemaisus, so it's a stira. So Elamai Elalash Shemin is this another proof that Min Ketani the Pshat is means the Min, that this type, it means a type, any type of a food that could have a Chiyuv Payah to it could also have a Chiyuv Trumas Amaisus. So Shemin, that's a good proof to say we're talking about the Min Ketani. And we're saying Tanan also learned in Mishnah in Payah Moedim Chachom Nu Rabbi Akiva, Chachom Agrit Rabbi Akiva, that Bizareya, if you plant Sheves or Chardol, these types of spices, sheves or chardo mustard, if you plant in two or three different places in the fields, it's called a separate field. Even though it's a machlekes over there, keep nechoma other things, if you divide up one row of vegetables in between other ones, does it make it into two separate fields to mechayv yourself in two separate payas? Or is it one big field, you have one chiyuv peyah? But over here, even the Chom Megrut Chom Kivam, that the plants, Zeraya V'Shev, as Rashi says, as far as these type of things, since they're only planted Latavla for spices, so therefore in two or three places, like Choshev by itself, and therefore even the Chom Megrut Chom Kivam, you have to take off Peyah Mikol Echad V'Yechad. Each part is called like a field by itself, that it has its own chiyuv peyah.